Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A big loss. I thought he gave us a certain level of toughness, smarts, knowing how to play the game. We got to find somebody else that's going to step up, and that's we've been kind of one of those years we've been you know tasked with doing that. And tonight you saw it again. So you can never replace one player. That said, it's about the team, and we got to continue to figure out how we can manufacture wins at this point, and just who's next up.
Next up for Sean McDermott and the Bills, team-wise, is Miami. Sunday at 1 in Miami. The Bills are 9.5-point favorites, as I look just moments ago. 50.5, so your implied score there is 30-20.5. Okay. Is this the week to play Miami or the worst week to play Miami? The trade deadline is tomorrow. They've already traded Jalen Phillips. Maybe there will be more. I mean, I guess we'll find out on Sunday. If it's like, oh, you know, sort of no pressure, nothing to lose.
Plucky underdogs have their day, or they just are like pity party.
They made their change at GM, right, but not at head coach. The first meeting was close. Dolphins are driving late, down 7. The Bernard interception. So, I mean, this is a good-looking game on the schedule, and the Bills have dominated the series. I don't know. This is one of those, you always talk yourself into something.
I'm gonna trust that it's a great time to play the Miami Dolphins. I just think everyone there has got to know the coach is staying at least through the season is what the owner is reported to have told him. I'm sure everybody there is thrilled about that. I'm sure he's got his supporters there, but within the team, I mean. But I'll just bet guys are just going to be looking out for themselves. At this point, if I'm a Miami Dolphin, I wouldn't expect much more. So, I don't know. I mean, could Tua have a great day? I mean, I thought he'd have a good day against Baltimore, and he didn't. So, there's no reason to think he couldn't have a good day. But I think they're toast. So, I'd be surprised if that's not a comfortable cover for the Bills, honestly. It's only Monday.
You wouldn't take 2-0.
I didn't say that.
Not yet. I mean, it's a little early for that question. It's always too early for that question.
Yes, I guess so. But they've got to be cooked. So
I don't know.
You'd have to be the contrarian's contrarian. I feel like I'm daring you now to think Miami is going to have any real pulse.
The only thing I think is any point spread is created by there being pressure on both sides to whatever extent it means to get to a number like this. It's not 17. It's 9.5.
Right.
It's up a point from yesterday. But, you know, it's a division game. The first game was close. I mean, I'm not trying to talk you or anybody else into the Dolphins.
Anybody else they trade, I don't think is going to move the point spread very much. I mean, you know, maybe if Waddle. They were to remove Waddle from the mix, that would be a half a point added on. But I don't, any other defenders that they're going to move, I don't think. Like, I saw something about Micah Fitzpatrick today. I'm sure they'd love to unload Bradley Chubb if they could. I don't think any of that moves the line, but, you know, it's more for Joe and Sam later in the week.
Trade Waddle to the Bills? revenge game immediately. Sean next. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
It's great. You guys really touch on a lot of great topics. Just the first question. Do you think the Bills have any shining stars still in the guys that they have right now? And do you think it's time for Buffalo Joe to fill the shoes and get a starting spot? Love your show, guys.
Okay, thank you. No, I think Joe Andreessen is being utilized appropriately at this point. I still think they've got, as the defense was really good yesterday, I'm not sure what's up with Bernard. I just do not feel like that is where it had been earlier, and maybe that was just like that was new and exciting, and there were big plays right away, and you know, you just referenced the Miami game and there was a huge play in that game by him, but I feel like down in, down out, he's not had a very good year. But even with that said, no, I don't need more Andreessen at this point. It's a good story. I think he's filled the role and good for him. I also don't know, I mean, I guess this sort of dovetails with the previous question. Is there someone else hiding out that they can suddenly be struck by lightning that gets on the field and like, oh, look at this guy? I don't know, man. I feel like Hairston, Hancock, I don't know how much deeper you could expect to plumb the roster and find people that can serve roles for you. So I think they're there. I think that like this is who they are. They got to me. That's why I want to go add someone. I don't think Javon Solomon and or Landon Jackson are going to give you the juice that Michael Hoyt was giving you, rushing the passer. I think you're going to have to go outside the organization if you want to find that somewhere else. I mean, Solomon's had some moments, but Hoyt just there was a lot of juice there.
Thanks, Sean. Here's Rick next. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, Rick. Thank you.
Good. I just wanted to kind of ask your perspective on picking up the receiver, because everyone keeps talking about getting a receiver. When we got Amari Cooper, we didn't do anything. We really didn't use him to his potential, I felt like. What do you guys think about that? Should we even waste that time?
I don't think it's wasted time at all. I know how it ended up going with Cooper. The production was not there. I think the player was not what he had been earlier in his career, and that's convenient for me to say now because he never played another down of NFL football after finishing out the season here with the Bills. So it may have been that they just jumped on a guy who had been a number one and he was done and they didn't know it. But their offense still did function. They got their 30 points a game down the stretch. I mean, they scored. So I would never, because a trade didn't work one year, say I'm not doing that again. I mean, I wouldn't trade for the same player again, and hopefully you can avoid getting someone that's that far on the downside. But I would always be looking. You're trying to win the Super Bowl. A caller already said it. Philadelphia is the defending champs, and they went out and added pass rush already here a day before, you know, more than 24 hours ahead of the deadline. So I think if teams are going to do that, I need to be one of them. I mean, I don't want to just buy something just to buy something because I have money and I went to the store. It's got to be the right guy.
I've done that.
We've all done that probably. But I'm always going to be looking. I do think, though, I've said a few times, and I guess I should keep saying it because we have been on receiver for so long, and I have, with this deadline in mind, been on receiver. I think defensive line, defensive tackle, pass rush outranks it now as a need.
For me, it's more just been quickly not getting to a point where I thought Bean would do it at receiver. I think they've planted their flag, and it would just be so weird if they did. I mean, it doesn't have to be. You wouldn't have to look at it that way. Oh, well, you know, things change, and we decided this is what we need, and the price changed on this player, or whatever. Like, it wouldn't have to be weird, but it would be strange. I've just never really been expecting it, and maybe we'll still get it. We've got a day here to find out. Dennis is next. Hello.
Hey, guys. So, you know, thrilled about the win. Defense, I felt, looked great. Best I've seen them look in a long time. And I was actually kind of thinking that was going to be the reason we didn't get where we needed to go was because of them. But if they play like that, I feel like my next point, I feel like, is something that I'm just really confused about, I guess. So Dalton Kincaid, I think, is probably our best offensive weapon that I would consider as a pass catcher. Mm-hmm. I think Shakir is shifty. You know, he's good after the catch. But as far as, like, a pure, like, serious weapon, I think it's got to be Kincaid. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but, you know, if you look at other teams' best weapons, they're on the field 80% of the time plus, right? But, I mean, Jefferson and Chase and these guys, they don't come off the field. He had a 38% snap share yesterday, and the week before that, he had a 22% snap share. He had 14 snaps against Carolina, and he had 22 snaps last night. I hear a lot of callers saying, do we have the answer in-house? Like, I mean, out of 22 snaps, he caught 6 balls for 104 yards and a touchdown. I mean, what are we doing not getting him on the field? He's got to be – he, right now, in my estimation, he is the answer that we have in-house. And for whatever reason, I mean, Jackson Hall is a nice story and all that, but he's out-snapping Kincaid. Yeah. I don't get that.
Well, it's because they want to run it, and they like the heavy sets that Hawes is a part of with Knox, and Kincaid is largely not. I mean, when they go two tight ends to run, that's what they're going to do. I happen to agree with you. Kincaid has been their best. He's been their most effective, most efficient weapon catching the ball. You know, Cook is another matter. He's a running back, and he barely gets targeted, but he did have one big catch yesterday. So Kincaid has been their most efficient, effective pass catcher. He's nursing an oblique injury. He had his season last year undone by multiple leg injuries, and I think as much as his snap count is a function of running the ball and Hawes and Knox being featured in those sets, I think it fits nicely with them trying to guard against overworking Kincaid. I think he's so important right now that they want to max out his production by, I know this sounds crazy, minimizing the opportunities for something to go wrong, for him to get hurt. I really think load management is what we're seeing with Kincaid. Because if they could trust him to play more snaps, I think maybe you'd see it. It would eat into the other stuff a little bit, at least. But I suspect that that's load management.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ange, is it you?
Hi, guys. It's
Hi.
Me.
How are you?
We're good. I'm good. Thanks for taking me on.
Of course.
I just had a comment about, you know, I know that this was not the January, and we haven't beaten them in January, but I think this game was a little more than what you guys are portraying it as. Kansas City wanted this game. Kansas City may not make the playoffs. And I know you can't have a playoff game in the middle of the season, but this was pretty close to a playoff game for Kansas City, and we beat them. So they didn't do the things that they would be expected to do to win a playoff game. Did they hold back because it wasn't a playoff game? I don't think so. I think they tried as hard as hell to win the game, and we beat them. So it means a little more than just, oh, well, yeah, it's Kansas City. Call us back in January. That we may not even have to worry about Kansas City in January. Maybe we ought to be thinking about how are we going to beat New England in the playoffs or how are we going to beat Denver in the playoffs. So give them a little credit. It was a great game. It was a great game to watch, and we beat that damn Kansas City.
I'll tell you what I liked the most yesterday, Ange, and I would say the Bills' performance would be second only to this. That patch on the Chief jersey.
You know what? I love it. I used to love the Chiefs because of that. It's terrific. I wish every AFL team would wear it. But you know, after being beaten the head by them for so long, I'm starting to dislike them.
Can't see it the same way anymore.
You're not as sentimental about the patch that you helped create and make
real. It's a great patch. I like to see it. I used to cheer for them when they went to the Super Bowl because you could see the AFL patch in the Super Bowl. But we got to beat them. We got to get past them.
Is it too late for the Bills to start wearing one?
It's never too late. They could wear one with RW on it for Ralph Wilson. I think it would be terrific.
If you want help promoting that, I'm here for you. I'm sure Bulldog would join me.
Great.
Thanks, Ange.
Good to hear from you, man.
Thanks. All right. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog with Eric Wood at 4. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.